Avoidus L, Shir number 2. Building upon our previous foundation, we continue to demonstrate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists us in returning to Him. He deeply desires our spiritual success and grants extraordinary siyata d'shmaya to help us draw close. The primary source illustrating this dynamic is found in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 17a. The Gemara describes an individual named Elazar ben Derdaya. Notice that he was not initially referred to with the title of rabbi. He was simply Elazar ben Derdaya. He had been with every Zoyna harlot in the world. Hearing about a specific harlot on a far-off island who required a large sum of money, he took a bag of money and crossed Shiva Naharois, seven rivers, just to reach her. The morale, both in Chedushei Agadois and Nesivos Olam Nesivat Tshuva Perches, explains that Chazal are revealing how deeply connected Elazar ben Derdaya was to sin. In Kriyat Shema, we are commanded, Vahafta as Hashem Lekecho, Bechol Levavcho, Bechol Nafshcho, Bechol Moedecho. And you shall love Hashem with all your heart, with all your nefesh, with all your possessions. The morale explains that Elazar ben Derdaya used these exact three mechanisms for the exact opposite, channeling them entirely for sin. Cholavavoy, with all his heart, the center of his life force and the physical desire, he directed all of his desires toward doing sin. Bechol nafshoy, with all his soul, like a self-sacrifice, he endangered his life through mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice, undertaking a grueling body-breaking journey across seven rivers to commit the sin. Bechol ma'idecho, bechol ma'adoy, with all his money, he spent a massive sum of money to pay for the sin. Ben Derdaya, derived from the Aramaic word Derdaya, the sediments or the dregs of wine, he had hit rock bottom, completely submerged in the dregs of sin. Elazar, his given name, derived from Kel Azar, Hashem helps. Despite hitting rock bottom, Chazal preserved his name as Elazar to teach that there is always hope and that Hashem is always ready to grant Siyat Lishmaya to return to him. While he was with the woman, she emitted a puff of air and cleared. Just as his puff of air will never return to its place, so too Elazar ben Derdaya will never be accepted in tshuva in Shemayim. The morale reveals that this is the deeper meaning embedded in the name Elazar ben Derdaya. The Ezra, the help from Shemayim, to assist him in returning to tshuva came directly out of Derdaya, the very depths, the dregs of the sin in which he was engaged. Even though an individual has fallen to such a rock-bottom level, Hashem, in his immense rahmanas, his mercy, sends them the ability to still pull themselves out from the exact low place. Rav Chaim Friedlander explains the deeper meaning of this in the name of Rav Dessler, which he brings down from Michtav Eliyahu, volume 1, page 233, regarding the verse in Vayikra, Chof Vav Mem Dalet, 26:44, yet even for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not despise them, nor abhor them to destroy them. But Dessler dictates that this is not merely a promise regarding the physical continuity of the bodies of Klal Yisrael. Rather, it applies directly to the ruchnius, their spiritual standing of Klal Yisrael. Hashem promised our holy Avos that if Klal Yisrael or an individual Jew ever reaches rock bottom in their ruchnius, in their spirituality, he will send a message and an awakening to assist in arousing their hearts towards Shemayim. Elazar ben Derdaya had hit absolute rock bottom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him one last opportunity and wake-up call to change and pull himself out to save his neshama. In Shir 1, taught us that when a person takes initial steps and demonstrates his sincere rutz and desire, Hashem provides Siyat HaShemaya to complete the tshuva. Now, in Shir 2, from this Gemara, we uncover that an even greater principle. Hashem grants assistance and sends an awakening to draw a person close even before they take the first step, even when they are currently running in the complete opposite direction of what Hashem wants. A summary of the mindset. You're never too far. No matter how deep a person has fallen into sin, Hashem never abandons them and always preserves a pathway open to tshuva. Hashem actively sends signals, messages, and wake-up calls even from unexpected places to help us turn our lives around and draw close to Him. Have a wonderful evening.